Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as some of you might have noticed, I am not speaking in Chinese. And if you want to go blame somebody for the fact that I'm here not speaking in Chinese, go blame my mom. And go blame my sister. When my sister was very young, my mom would speak to her in Chinese. My sister is older than me. And every single time my mom would speak to my sister in Chinese, she would start crying. Every time. So at some point, my mom was tired, and she was a young mom. And she had me. And she was like, I'm not even going to try. I give up. So that's why I'm not speaking in Chinese. But I'm really excited to be here. This is my first time preaching to the Chinese side. And I'm really thankful because we are one body. Even though I don't speak the language because of my mom and my sister, I really love and care about you. And it's sometimes frustrating to me because I often see you walking around the church. And I often wish that we could communicate better. I really want to get to know you. And I really want to hear the story of how God has touched your life. So because of that, I'm looking forward to when we are in heaven, and if you speak Chinese but no English, and since I don't yet know how to speak Chinese, we can share stories with each other in heaven. So now, I want to start by sharing a story. When I was a junior in college, I had an intense struggle with doubt. I had a falling out with one of my close Christian friends. And it made me very unhappy. I went to a small college in Tennessee. So I would see him everywhere. Even though we weren't talking. At church, at our Christian fellowship, at our leadership group, everywhere I would see him. And since we weren't talking, since our relationship was broken, it made me feel really bad. These circumstances made me start to doubt God. I asked questions to God. I said, God, are you going to help fix this relationship? God, do you really love me? God, are you really there? Why did you allow this to happen? You might have experienced this. If you haven't, I'm pretty confident you will at some point in your life. And if you don't fall into either of those two categories, you definitely know someone who will go through doubt.
你一定有知道有认识一些经过怀疑的人。
For some of you, it might be your kids.
对你们一些人来讲，可能是你的孩子们。
Or it might be your spouse.
或者你的配偶。
Or it might be someone else that you know.
或者你认识的某一个人。
And I'm convinced that there's nothing that feels more lonely.
我相信没有什么比这个更寂寞。
Than experiencing this feeling of doubt when you're sitting in church.
在坐在教会里面，感觉有怀疑的时候，有那么寂寞。
Sing songs, but you're not sure if anyone is listening.
你唱诗歌，但是你不确定有人在听。
You pray, but you don't know if anyone hears.
你祷告，但是你不确定有人听到你的祷告。
You feel alone.
你感觉很寂寞。
If that describes you, I really feel for you.
如果这个描述是对你的一个描述的话，我真是。
That's really hard.
这真是很困难。
But I want to encourage you.
但是我想鼓励你们。
The experience of doubt is a crossroads.
那个怀疑的经历是个岔口。
It can either lead to a deeper belief and a greater experience of God.
它有可能让你进入一个比与神的关系更密切的一个关系。
Or it can lead you away from Him.
或者是能够会让你远离神。
Doubt is a really difficult experience.
怀疑是个很不容易、很困难的一个经历。
But it's an opportunity to grow.
但是是成长的一个机会。
And it's an opportunity to experience God's faithfulness to us.
也是个经历神对我们信实的一个机会。
To better understand doubt,
为了让我们能够更了解那个什么是怀疑。
To think about how we can respond,
让我们思考如何回应。
And how God responds to doubt.
还有神如何对那个怀疑回应。
We'll look at four different headings.
我们要看四个部分。
We're going to look at the cause of doubt.
我们会一起来看说怀疑的原因。
The definition of doubt.
怀疑的定义。
The man's response to doubt.
人对怀疑的回应。
And God's response to doubt.
神对怀疑的回应。
And by doing so, I hope this will encourage you.
我们这样子来分析的话，我希望这能够帮助你们。
If you right now are experiencing doubt.
特别是你现在正在经历怀疑。
Or if at some point in the future you will experience doubt.
或者是将来你会经历怀疑。
Or if there's someone who you love close to you who's experiencing doubt.
或者是你有所爱的人正在经历怀疑的时候。
The other thing I forgot to say.
我忘了再提一件事。
This is my first time on the Chinese side.
这是我第一次在中文堂。
And I've noticed that sometimes when people speak with translation.
我注意到有翻译的时候。
When they get really excited.
当他们很兴奋的时候。
Sometimes they talk too long.
有时候他们会讲得太长。
And leave behind the translator.
让那个翻译者没办法翻译。
So now let's make an agreement, you and I.
让我们彼此有个协议。
If I start doing that.
那我开始这样子兴奋的话。
Get my attention.
举手让我知道。
So I know to pay attention to let Wilbert translate, okay?
让翻译的人能够追得上。
So I'm actually asking, okay?
If, so 我真的是
wave at me.
在求你们。
Yeah, Rupert, my wife will take care of it. So first, let's look at the cause of this man's doubt.
首先我们来看这个人怀疑的原因。
In this passage, the man describes the symptoms of his son.
在这段经文，那个人描述了他儿子的症状。
You can see here, the son has a spirit that makes him mute.
你在这段经文可以看到说有一个哑巴的鬼让他的儿子不能说话。
And the spirit seizes him.
那哑巴的鬼捉弄他。
It throws him down.
把他摔倒。
He foams and grinds his teeth.
他口中出沫，然后咬牙切齿。
And becomes rigid.
身体变得孤干。
Now, is this purely a physical malady like epilepsy?
这是不是纯粹的一个生理上的一种病，像癫痫一样？
Pretty good. No, because look at the next verse. The man says that a spirit casts him into fire and water.
不然, 因为我们下一节看到说, 告诉我们说, 他从小就, 那个乌鬼就扔他在火跟水里面。
It is a spirit that casts him.
是个乌鬼。
So as a result of the spirit, the son cannot communicate with his father.
因为这个乌鬼的原因, 那个儿子没办法跟他父亲沟通。
The son has these fits where he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth.
那这个儿子会抽风,
and even more disturbing, the spirit makes the child engage in self-destructive behavior.
更难的是那个乌鬼让他孩子有自我毁灭的行为。
It's already hard to be a parent.
当父母亲已经很难了。
So to you parents, I will pray for you.
所以你做父母亲的，我为你祷告。
And I already pray for you.
我也已经为你祷告。
Why do I pray for you?
我为什么要为你祷告？
Because I was a kid once, and 因为, I know what I did.
因为我曾经也是个小孩，我也知道我做了些什么。
I remember when I was young, growing up in Palo Alto.
我记得我小时候在Palo Alto长大的时候。
We used to have these gymnastics mats that I would roll around on.
我们家里有一些体操的垫子，我常在上面打滚。
One day, when I was 4 or 5,
有一天我那个时候我4、5岁的时候，
I saw the mat leaning up against the wall.
我看到一个垫子斜靠着墙，
like a ramp.
像个斜坡一样。
And what do you do when you see ramps?
你看到斜坡你会想要做什么呢？
You go up the ramp.
你会爬上那个坡。
So like any 4-year-old boy would do, I started climbing up the ramp.
就像一个4岁小孩会做，我就开始爬上那个垫子。
When I got to the top,
当我到了上面的时候，
I managed to lean my weight backwards.
我就往后仰。
The whole mat tipped over.
那整个垫子就掉下来。
And my head hit a sharp edge next to the wall.
我的头就撞了墙壁尖锐的地方。
The next thing I remember,
我能够记得的接下来的事情，
Dad was holding me in his arms.
我爸爸抱着我。
And his hands were covered in my blood.
然后他的手沾满了我的血。
I think I got more than 10 stitches on my head.
我好像那个时候打了10针。
I haven't been a parent yet.
我还不是个父亲。
But this is what I imagine parenting is like.
但是我想象当父母亲就是这样子的。
This is a typical experience of being a parent.
这是做父母亲平常的一个经历。
Kids, especially boys,
小孩子们特别是男孩,
do stuff like that.
会做这样子的事情。
Raising a regular kid is tough enough.
养育一个平常的孩子已经不容易了。
But look at the circumstances this father is dealing with.
但是我们来看看这个父亲他所面对的状况。
His son is demon-possessed and nothing has worked.
他的儿子被鬼附着。
This man has tried everything.
试着各种的方法要得医治。
The man takes his boy to Jesus' disciples.
那个人把他儿子带到耶稣的门徒。
And asks them to heal his son.
求他们医治他的儿子。
But they're unable to do it.
但是他们不能。
For years and years, he has gone everywhere to find a solution.
很多年他都到处寻找那个得医治。
He's tried everything, but nothing works.
他什么都试了，但是都行不通。
How would that feel?
这样子感觉如何？
It must be crushing and disappointing.
一定觉得说很失望，很绝望。
Maybe he feels like a failure as a parent.
说不定他认为自己做个父亲是个失败的。
Some of you probably have had experiences where you're facing a problem you can't solve.
你们在座的说不定也有同样的经历，你们没办法解决的事情。
When I was dealing with that relationship issue,
当我在面对那个我跟那个同学关系上的问题的时候，
there was nothing I could do to solve the problem.
我不管做了什么，没办法解决那个问题。
So what's a common result when we face these kind of circumstances?
当我们在这样子的状况的时候，我们通常的结果是什么？
What happens when we're desperate?
我们绝望的时候，我们会发生什么事情？
We experience doubt, or we can experience doubt.
我们会经历怀疑。
So let's move into the definition of doubt based on this passage.
所以让我们来看一下那个怀疑的定义。
What is doubt? How do we define it?
什么是怀疑？我们要怎么样子给它定义？
Let's look at the passage.
让我们来看一下经文。
The man comes to Jesus and asks if Jesus can heal his son.
那个人来找耶稣，问耶稣能不能医治他的儿子。
Jesus responds by saying, "All things are possible if you believe."
耶稣这样回答说，信的人凡事都能。
The man answers by giving a surprising response.
那个人很奇妙的回答。
He cries out, I believe, help my unbelief.
我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
Now the Greek word for cry here is a forceful word.
这个喊，希腊文里面是个很有力的一个词。
And if this was the English side, I would shout at the top of my lungs through the mic.
这是英文会中的话，我会大声的喊出。
To express the intensity of word.
来表示这个字的激烈性。
But it's early in the morning, so I won't do that.
但是现在还早，我不这么做。
This word can mean to shout or scream.
这个字就的意思是说，
大喊。It's an expression of his deep inner anguish. Sorry, it's
表达心里面的煎熬。
It shows how he's feeling.
表达他心里面所感受的。
When we put together the intensity of his feeling,
我们若把他感受的程度
with what he says,
跟他所说的放在一起，
we have the definition of doubt.
我们有那个对怀疑的定义。
So you can see on the screen.
你在荧幕上能够看到。
Doubt is inner turmoil caused by the presence of belief and unbelief.
怀疑是信与不信的同时存在所产生的煎熬。
Unbelief plus belief equals doubt.
不信加上信就是等于怀疑。
I want you to think about this, why this is true.
我想请各位思考这项事情。
I have a friend, my best friend, named Nathaniel.
我有个很好的朋友，他叫 Nathaniel.
And in my whole experience being his friend,
当我跟他做朋友的时候，
he never doubts.
他从来不怀疑过。
He never doubts.
他从来没有怀疑过。
And so when I doubt, I would go up to this friend.
当我有怀疑的时候，我会去找他。
And I would explain to him all the tension I was feeling.
我会跟他讲说我心里面所感受的压力。
And he would respond by saying,
他会这样的回应我。
Just believe.
他说你只要信。
He didn't experience any tension.
他没有感受到什么挣扎。
Because he only had belief.
因为他只有信。
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
我是有点夸张。
But for the most part, he didn't experience tension.
但是大部分的时候，他并没有经历过怀疑的事。
Now think about the other side.
那想另外一方。
If you have absolutely no belief in God,
若你完全不对神没有信心的话，
do you experience tension?
你会不会觉得有挣扎？
What's interesting is, I would say, I don't know if there's actually anyone like that in the world.
我不认为世上有这样子的人。
Because I actually think,
因为我认为，
based on some passages in the Bible,
根据圣经的一些经文，
that even atheists,
无神论者，
people who don't believe in God,
就是不相信神的人，
wake up in the middle of the night,
他们在半夜醒来的时候，
and wonder if there is a God.
他们会问说是不是有神。
But pretend that they didn't,
我们假设他们不这么做，
they wouldn't experience any tension.
他们不会有什么挣扎的。
So then doubt is the presence of both belief and unbelief.
所以怀疑是信与不信同时的存在。
It feels like you have a war inside of you.
你感觉上你内心里面有在征战。
Belief and unbelief tug at your heart.
信与不信在你心里面在拖拉。
Now, all doubt has specific theological content.
怀疑总是有它具体的那个神学的内容。
The man's question to Jesus for help reveals the content of his doubt.
那个人对耶稣求救的问题揭露了他
怀疑的内容。He says, if you can do anything,
他问你能做什么呢?
Which shows he's asking Jesus, can you actually help me?
他就在问耶稣说你是不是能够帮助我?
Are you powerful enough to help me?
你是不是有足够的能力能够帮助我?
So he's doubting Jesus' power.
他在怀疑耶稣的能力。
And he also asks, have compassion on us.
他也是求问说求你怜悯我们。
Is Jesus loving?
耶稣是不是爱?
Does he actually care?
他关心我们吗?
Jesus is a pretty busy guy.
耶稣是个很忙的一个人。
He's a great man.
他是个伟大的人。
Will he actually help someone like me?
他会帮助一个像我的人吗?
And Jesus answers by saying this.
耶稣是这样子的回答。
All things are possible if you believe.
信在信的人凡事都能。
The man struggles with specific truths about Jesus and God's character and attributes.
这个人对神的认识跟神的属性有一些挣扎。
How does he respond to Jesus?
他如何对耶稣回应呢?
But let's stay on this verse, I believe, help my unbelief.
让我们多留意这一句。
You can imagine,
但是我信不足，求主帮助。
You can imagine the pressure the man was under.
你可以想象那个人所经历的压力。
If you look at verse 20, it actually says the whole time they were speaking,
那你看第二十节的话，他在跟耶稣对话的时候，
his child was seizing on the ground.
他的孩子在地上抽风。
His child was in agony.
他孩子的经历痛苦。
And a parent,
就当一个父亲,
the thing you want more than anything else,
你最想要的是,
is to end the suffering of your children.
就是让那个痛苦停止。
So as he's talking with Jesus,
所以当他在跟耶稣对话的时候,
he desperately desires to say anything,
他是很焦急的想什么话都想说,
to end his son's suffering.
只要能让他儿子停止痛苦。
And second,
还有,
Jesus says, if you believe, then I'll heal your son.
耶稣说, 你若能信的话, 我就医治你的孩子。
So the man feels these two powerful pressures to believe, to say, I believe.
所以这个人他感受到两种压力, 让他要说我信。
This is something like the situation we experience when we doubt in church.
这跟我们在教会里面有怀疑的时候是同样的经历。
If you're in church singing,
如果你在教会唱诗歌
and everyone else is singing,
大家都在唱
you stand out if you're not singing.
你若不唱的话你就会让人家注意。
If you don't stand, everyone looks at you, maybe.
你若不站的话可能大家都会看着你。
There's pressure to do the same thing as everyone else.
你做跟别人做一样的事情有这种压力。
When I'm with the youth, I'll often ask them to pray.
我跟青少年的时候，我通常会叫他们祷告。
What happens?
之后呢？
They feel pressure to pray.
他们感受到压力要祷告。
Even if they're not sure if God is real.
虽然他们可能不确定神是不是真实的。
Other youth have told me about how they have a hard time sharing their doubt.
有一些青少年跟我们分享说他们
It could be because
分享他们的怀疑有困难。
It could be because they want to be an example to the other kids.
有可能因为他们想当别的孩子的好榜样。
Or it could be because they don't want to disappoint their parents.
或者是他们不想让他们父母亲失望。
They want to fit in.
他们想能够适应。
For you, it might be something similar.
对你来讲可能有类似的经历。
What will people say if I share I have doubt?
人家会怎么看我当我分享我的怀疑的时候?
What will they think about me?
他们会如何看待我?
you can see how us, like the man, experience pressure to hide our doubts.
你可以看到我们像那个人一样，有压力要把我们的怀疑藏起来。
And so let's look at common responses we can have when we experience doubt.
所以我们经历怀疑的时候，我们来看一下通常的反应是什么。
Let's go to the next slide. Keep going. Let's look at this. The first reaction we can have is to deny or hide our doubt.
我们第一个反应是来否认我们的怀疑。
The man was experiencing this pressure to say, I believe.
这个人有压力要说我相信。
And he could have just stopped there.
他可以 就在 我信上面停止。
There was a part of him that believed.
他里面有一部分是相信的。
But if he stopped there, he wouldn't be telling the whole truth.
但是呢，他就停止在那个地步，他并不是把完全的事实讲出来。
For you, I am confident that there is a part of you that believes.
我对你们来讲，我相信你们有一部分是相信的。
But the temptation.
但是那个诱惑是。
Is to hide your unbelief.
是隐藏你的不信。
Because of how it might make you look.
因为这与跟人家看你有相关。
Because of what people might think about you.
就是会影响别人如何看你。
So the first temptation is to hide our doubt.
所以第一个试探是要把你的怀疑隐起来。
The second one is to buy your doubt.
第二个反应是接受你的怀疑。
And this would be like if the man said, I don't believe.
就像那个人说的，我不信。
And then the third one, this is the response that he chooses, which is admirable.
这第三个反应就是那个人所选择的。
Is to cry your doubt.
就喊出你的怀疑。
So in English, those three words rhyme, whatever.
就是说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
That's a dumb preacher thing that we do. that's a preacher thing.
这是传道的人的所做的。
To rhyme the words. He cries his doubt.
他就把他的喊出他的怀疑。
He says, I believe.
他说我信。
Help my unbelief.
但我信不足，求帮助。
Even though his son is there on the ground.
虽然那个时候他的儿子在地上。
Even though by saying, help my unbelief, he doesn't know if Jesus will heal his son.
虽然他说帮助我的不信，他不知道，不确定耶稣会医治他的孩子。
And in the same way,
同样的，
I believe one of the biggest reasons why we hide our doubt,
我认为 有一个大理由为什么隐藏我们的怀疑。
Is because we don't know how God will respond.
因为我们不知道神要怎么样的回应。
We don't know how God will respond if we doubt Him.
我们不知道说我们若怀疑神的时候，不信神的时候，他会如何回应。
So we buy or deny our doubt.
所以我们接受或者是否认我们的怀疑。
The thing that you already know is that neither of these approaches work forever.
你们可能会知道说这两个方法都无效。
If we deny our doubt, it'll come bubbling up later.
我们否认我们的怀疑不信的时候，其实事情没有解决。
We can't fake it forever.
我们不能永远虚假的。
Or if we buy into our doubt,
若我们接受我们的怀疑的时候，
we aren't being rational.
我们这并不合理。
We are denying God's past faithfulness in our lives.
我们否认神曾经对我们所显示的信实。
The man does neither of those things.
这个人并没有接受或者否认。
He says, I believe, help my unbelief.
他说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
Now let's move into the last heading, which is how does God respond?
所以我们来看一下说神如何回。
How does Jesus respond to that doubt?
耶稣怎么样对那个不信怀疑回应？
He has two responses. Let's look.
他有两个回应。
The first response is he helps the unbelief of the man.
第一个他是帮助那个人克服他的不信。
Jesus answers his prayer.
耶稣成就了他的那个祷告。
And look at the power that Jesus has here.
我们来看到，看看耶稣的大能。
He rebukes the unclean spirit.
他斥责那个污鬼。
And he says, "You mute and deaf spirit."
他说：“你这个聋哑的鬼。”
I command you.
我命令你。
Come out of him.
从这孩子身上出来。
And never enter him again.
再不要进去。
And the spirit leaves.
那个污鬼就离开了。
Is Jesus powerful?
耶稣是不是有大能？
Yes, Jesus is powerful.
是的，耶稣是蛮有大能的。
Is Jesus compassionate?
耶稣是不是很有怜悯？
Yes, Jesus is compassionate.
耶稣是很有怜悯的。
And does he respond to the man's perfect faith?
他是不是回应那个人完全的信心吗？
Or does he respond to the man saying?
还是说他是这样子回复？
I believe, help my unbelief.
他回应那个人的所说的不信，我信，但是我信不足，求主帮助。
This is very encouraging for us when we doubt.
对我们来讲，当我们怀疑的时候，是很鼓励的。
But second, Jesus helps the unbelief of the crowd.
第二点，他帮助群众克服他们的不信。
Can you do the next slide?When Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit.
所以当耶稣看到群众跑上来的时候，他就斥责那个污鬼。
Why does he choose that specific moment to cast out the demon?
他为什么选择在那个时候赶鬼呢？
He waits until the crowd comes together.
他等到那个群众都集合起来。
He waits until other people are there to witness the miracle.
他等到其他的人能够见证那个神迹。
Why?
为什么？
So he can show them his power and his compassion.
这样子他可以彰显他的大能跟怜悯。
He does it for the benefit of the crowd.
他为了那个群众的好处这么做。
Previously, he called them an unbelieving generation.
之前他称他们为不信的世代。
These are people who don't believe in him.
这是一群不相信神的人。
So he gives them this sign to help their unbelief.
所以他给他这个神迹，为了能够帮助他们克服他们的不信。
He does it to show he is Savior.
他这么做来显示他是救主。
To show he is the Christ.
他是基督。
Jesus is gracious in our doubts.
在我们怀疑当中，神对我们有恩典。
He helps us in our unbelief.
他帮助我们克服我们的不信。
Now, I want to say,
我想这么说。
In an ideal world, we would have no doubt.
在一个理想的世界里面，我们不会有什么怀疑。
We would all be like my friend, Nathaniel.
可以像我的朋友拿丹尼尔一样。
He never experiences any tension.
他都不经历有什么挣扎。
And as God purifies our unbelief,
所以当神使我们的不信得到洁净的时候，
we experience the riches of our relationship with him.
我们经历神跟我们之间丰富的关系。
We experience comfort in suffering.
我们在痛苦当中得到安慰。
We experience joy even in pain.
在痛苦当中我们也经历喜乐。
And our unbelief gets in the way of that.
那我们不信会阻挡这些经历。
But the danger is,
那危险在
we ignore the truth of our experience.
我们忽略了我们经历的信的实在。
And we pretend like the unbelief isn't there.
我们假装那个并没有，不信并没有在。
That's like a doctor treating the symptoms.
就像一个医生治那个症状。
But not dealing with the root cause.
但是并没有治本。
So therefore, we need to deal with our unbelief if we have it.
那我们有不信的时候，我们必须去对付。
And it's helpful to know that Jesus can actually help us with that.
耶稣能够帮助我们。
So now what does this mean for us?
这对我们有什么意思呢？
First, as we see in this passage, confessed doubt is faith.
就在这个段经文我们看到说我们承认我们的不信就等于是信。
And this is kind of weird.
这可能有点怪怪的。
By confessing our unbelief, we are showing faith.
我们若承认我们的不信，我们其实是表现我们是信的。
How can that be?
怎么会如此呢？
First, we're praying to God.
第一，我们在向神祷告。
That shows that a part of us believes.
这代表说我们是有一部分的，我们是相信的。
There's a part of us that says there's someone up there.
我们承认说有一个人在那边。
There's someone who hears me.
有一个人听到我的祷告。
But secondly,
第二
it gives God the opportunity to reassure us.
这个给神让神能够给我们重新保证的机会。
By confessing doubts, we are putting ourselves at His mercy.
当我们承认我们的怀疑的时候，我们就来到神的施恩宝座前。
I can't resolve these doubts myself.
我自己没办法解决我的不信。
Help me in my unbelief.
帮助我。
You might be wondering what happened to me and my struggle with doubt in college.
你可能想知道说我在大三在大学对怀疑的挣扎的故事的结果是什么。
The first thing I did in response to my doubts
我回应我的怀疑我第一件做的事是
was to make an ultimatum with God.
就向神下了通牒。
I gave him 2 months.
我给神一个月。
Because this is what college students are like.
因为这大学生就是这样子。
We're dramatic.
我们很戏剧化。
We're emotional.
我们感情丰富。
And I'm kind of like that still. But
我现在还是这么样。
I gave him 2 months.
我给神两个月。
I was going to give God every opportunity to show me He is there.
我给神各种机会来显示他存在。
And to give him the chance, I was going to do certain things.
所以让神有机会，我决定做一些事情。
I was going to read through the 4 Gospels over and over again.
我要重复的念四本福音书。
I was going to listen to sermons.
我要听信息。
I was going to read C.S. Lewis.
我要读 C.S. Lewis.
I was going to go to church even though I didn't want to.
我虽然不想去教会，我还是要去教会。
But the most important thing I did
但是我做的最重要的事
was I said,
我这么说
help my unbelief.
求主帮助我的不信。
I prayed to him and I said, help my unbelief.
我向神祷告说求帮助我的不信。
And I told him,
我告诉他
if you don't reassure me in 2 months,
你若在两个月不给我重新保证
I'm done.
我就跟你吹了。
I'm going to stop being a Christian.
我不再做基督徒。
I was going to abandon my faith.
我要远离我的信仰。
Sometimes I think God was kind of laughing at me.
有时候我在想说神笑着我。
Because in that moment, I still had belief.
因为那个时候我还是有信的。
I had a lifetime full of experiences of God's love.
我有一生的经历神的爱。
But my feelings in that moment were so powerful.
但是我那个时候的感受是非常强烈的。
That I started doubting whether all of those were real.
所以我开始怀疑我所经历的是不是虚假的。
My past didn't feel as powerful as my current feelings.
我的现状并比不我的过去的经历比不上我现在的感觉。
I'm not recommending you make deals with God like that.
我不建议你这样子跟神下通牒。
But the incredible thing is,
但是不可思议的是
He helped my unbelief.As I prayed and sought him.
当我向他祷告祈求寻找他的时候他帮助了我的不信。
I gave God 2 months, but it took 2 weeks.
我给神两个月但是只花了两个礼拜。
In the next 2 weeks, as I read the Gospels,
在两个礼拜期间我读福音书的时候
Jesus came alive to me.
耶稣活活地展现在我面前。
He came off the pages of the Bible.
他是活生生的从圣经里面跑出来。
God reassured me that He was there.
神重新保证了我，他是在的。
In the same way for you,
同样的
God graciously responds to you and us.
神会蛮有恩典的向你和我回应。
As we pray for Him to help our unbelief.
当我们向他祷告，求他帮助我们的不信。
Rather than denying it,
与其否认
rather than hiding it,
或者是隐藏我们的怀疑
or believing it,
或者相信去接受我们的怀疑
we can cry out to him for help.
我们可以向他喊出求帮助
and he will respond.
他会回应的
So what we do as a result of this?
所以我们经过这一些我们要怎么做呢
I have a very simple application.
我有一个简单的应用
Instead of buying or denying your doubts,
与其接受或者是否认你的怀疑
instead of trying to deal with your doubt using your own strength,
与其用自己的方法能力去解决你的怀疑
pray your doubt. Wait, go back. I want to deal with this. Go back. Let me talk about this. No. Go. Yeah, there we go. So if you look at this,
所以是你看一下这个照片。
When we deal with doubt,
当我们在处理怀疑的时候
，When we deal with problems in our lives,
当我们在处理我们生活上的困难
，This is what we do.
我们就是这么做。
We try to fix our problems using our own strength.
我们想用我们自己的能力来解决问题。
We use our own wisdom.
我们用我们自己的智慧。
We use our intellect or power or money.
我们用我们的智能、能力或者金钱。
We look for answers on the internet.
我们在网络上寻找答案。
The man in the story went everywhere to find help for his son.
在经文上的那个人，他到处找帮助。
That's what we can do.
这是我们同样的做的。
And that's kind of like that.
就像这个图照片所显示的。
How is that going to work out for you?
这个对你会有帮助吗？
Are you going to get a lot of power from that?
你会从这用这个方法得到很多的能力吗？
No.
不。
Instead, what can we do?
但是我们可以怎么做呢？
We can pray our doubts.
我们可以把我们的祷告出来祷告。
When we do this,
当我们这么做的时候，
if we're doubting that God is powerful,
当我们怀疑神是不是有能力的时候
He will show us his power.
他会向我们彰显他的大能
The way that Jesus cast out this demon.
就像耶稣赶出乌鬼的样子
If we're doubting his love for us,
当我们怀疑他对我们的爱
He will show us his love.
他会彰显他对我们的爱
So if you're struggling with parenting,
若你在做父母亲有挣扎的时候
If you're struggling with work,
在工作上有挣扎的时候
If you're struggling with your marriage,
在婚姻上有挣扎的时候
God deeply cares about those issues.
神深深地关心这些事情。
Our problem is we get fixated on those issues.
我们的问题是说我们只专注在那些事情上面。
And don't always see what it's doing to our relationship with God.
但没有注意到这些事情对我们跟神关系的影响。
We start asking those questions.
我们开始问那些问题。
Are you powerful?
你是不是足够的能力？
Are you compassionate?
你是不是有足够的怜悯？
But sometimes you don't notice you're doing it.
多时候你并没有注意到你是在这么做。
Or you hide those things.
你把它隐藏起来。
You pretend like they're not there.
你假装这些问题不存在。
Doubt is a crossroads.
怀疑是个十字路口。
And at the path, at the fork,
在岔口的时候
make sure you're being honest with God.
要去确定你跟神是坦白的，诚实的。
Make sure you're listening to your soul.
要确定说你是在听到你的灵魂。
And bringing your doubts and questions to Him.
把你的怀疑，把你的问题向神说。
One of the greatest comforts to us when we doubt is the book of Psalms.
当我们有怀疑的时候，诗篇可以给我们很大的安慰。
We're comfortable with happy songs.
我们对那个很喜乐的诗歌很觉得说很适应。
But wouldn't it be weird?
但是会不会很怪
？If you came into church on a Sunday morning,
若你礼拜天来到教会的时候
，and the first words on the PowerPoint slide,
那个。荧幕上所显示的是
The first words that you sang.
你所唱的第一个词
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，你为什么离弃我？
That would be weird, right?
那会不会很怪？
That's not very happy.
那并不是很喜乐的。
But here's the thing.
但是
In the book of Psalms, there are 150.
诗篇有总共有一百五十篇。
And around 65 of them.
其中有六十五篇。
Are lament psalms.
是哀歌。
That means that they are accusations against God.
这些是向神指责神的诗歌。
Read them. They're accusations against God.
所以你们若去读的话，你会发现他们是在指责神。
They're questions to God.
他在质问神。
Why have you forsaken me?
你为什么离弃我？
Why have you left me alone?
你为什么让我孤单？
Why do you let evil win?
你为什么让我进去？
What does the presence of these lament psalms mean for us when we doubt?
所以当我们怀疑的时候，这些哀歌对我们有什么意义呢？
It means our relationship with God is not just for happy times.
这表示说我们跟神之间的关系并不是局限于那个快乐的时候。
It means we don't just pray to him when our life is going well.
这表示说我们并不是只有顺境的时候才向神祷告。
It means God gives us permission to pray.
这是说神允许我们这样子祷告。
When we're desperate.
当我们绝望的时候祷告。
We can cry out to him.
我们可以向他呼求。
Help my unbelief.
帮助我的不信。
And these prayers are prayers of faith.
这些是信心的祷告。
We're giving him an opportunity to reassure us.
我们给神让我们给我们重新保证的机会。
Let me give you a quote from J.I. Packer.
让我引J.I. Packer 所说的一些话。
About how God helps his children when they doubt.
就神如何在怀疑当中帮助他的孩子们。
So let me read it.
让我来读。
If God in love has made Christian his children,
若神在爱里面让基督徒成为他的儿女。
And if he is perfect as a father,
若他是个完全的父亲,
God will go out of his way to make his children feel his love for them.
神会尽所能的让他的孩子们感受到他的爱,
and know their privilege and security as members of his family.
他们知道说他们的身份,
and this next line I really love.
下一句我非常喜欢。
Adopted children need reassurance that they belong.
被领养的孩子必须有保证说他们是有归属的。
If you know anyone who's adopted,
若你认识是被领养的人,
or maybe if you're adopted yourself,
或者你自己是被领养的,
you need to know you belong.
你必须知道说你是有归属的。
You're not always sure if your parents love you. You're not always sure if your parents love you.
你并不确定说你的父母亲永远一直是爱着你。
So a good parent,
so 一个好的父母亲
will care about how their adopted child feels.
会注意他的所领养的孩子的感受。
And he will do everything to convince that child.
他们会尽所能的来说服那个孩子
that they are loved.
那他们是被爱的
that they belong.
他们是有归属的。
J.I. Packer says,
J.I. Packer 这么说。
Adopted children need assurance that they belong.
被领养的孩子必须有保证说他们是有归属的。
And a perfect parent will not withhold it.
然后一个完全的家长不表示这么。
Since God is compassionate and powerful.
因为神是蛮有怜悯，蛮有慈悲的。
Since he's a loving father who cares for our feelings of security with him.
他是慈爱的天父，他关心我们。
He gives us his Holy Spirit.
他给我们他的圣灵。
Who cries out to us in our hearts.
在我们里面呼喊。
Abba, Father.
阿爸天父。
You are a beloved child of God.
你是神所喜爱的孩子。
God gives us his Holy Spirit to reassure us.
神给我们圣灵来给我们安慰，给我们保证。
This is how God helps our unbelief.When we cry out to him.
当我们向神呼求的时候，神就是用这个方式来帮助我们的不信。
Now, this is ultimately demonstrated through the gospel.
这最终的表现是在福音上面。
Most famous verse in the Bible.
圣经里面最有名的句经文。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's look at it.
我们一起看。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
神爱世人，他将他独生爱子。
That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
让信的人不会灭亡，反而有永生。
When the author John uses the word world,
那个福音的作者约翰他用那个世界那个词的时候，
does he mean Christians?
他是指基督徒吗？
Does he mean people who love God?
他是不是指那个爱神的人？
Does he mean people who have their stuff together?
是不是指完全的人？
Does he mean people who are lovable and good?
是不是指爱好的人？
No.
并不是。
The world rebelled, the world turned against God, their maker.
这个世界背叛了创造他们的神。
They went to everything but God for satisfaction, for answers.
他们在神以外寻求满足跟答案。
This is the unbelieving generation Jesus talks about in the passage.
这是那个不信的世代，耶稣所指的不信的世代。
And so God could have said, because you don't believe in me, you don't deserve help.
神可以这么说，因为你不相信我，你不值得我帮忙。
But even though the world didn't believe yet,
但是虽然世界并没有相信，
it says that God the Father loved the world.
经文告诉我们说，父神爱那个世界。
So much that he sent Jesus,
甚至于向他将耶稣。
To give the world
要给世界
an opportunity to believe,
一个相信他的机会
to rescue them from their sin,
也从他们拯救他们。
God didn't look at their unbelief and say they don't deserve help.
神并没有看到他们的不信而说他们不值得我帮助。
I'm not going to bother.
我不屑来帮助。
He looked at them and said, "I love you."
他看了这些人说我爱你。
I want to help your unbelief by sending Jesus.
我要帮助你们克服你们的不信，借着耶稣基督。
I want to make a way for you to experience me as your heavenly Father.
我想尽办法让你们能够经历我为你们的天父。
If that's true about people before they are adopted children,
若这个对那些还没有领养之前是真实的，
how much more will he help us?
那我们呢？他会怎么样的帮助我们呢？
How much more will he reassure our unbelief?
他会用什么方法来给我们保证他爱我们？
Through his Holy Spirit.
借着他的圣灵。
Will you go to him for help, or will you trust in your own wisdom?
你会向神求帮助，还是说要依赖自己的智慧？
Will you hide your unbelief, or will you cry out to him?
你会不会把你的怀疑遮藏起来，还是说你会向他呼喊？
Let us as a church pray this prayer.
让我们一起来这样祷告。
I believe, help my unbelief.
我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
And I am convinced we will see God reassure us.
我相信神会重新给我们保证。
And we will grow in our knowledge and love of him.
我们在认识跟爱神上面会能够成长。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们天上的阿爸父，
we thank you that you are gracious to us.
我们谢谢你对我们满有恩典。
We thank you that even though we didn't believe,
我们谢谢你，因为虽然我们不相信，
you made the first move by sending Jesus.
你先伸出你的手，派耶稣基督。
And so I pray, Lord,
我这样祷告，
that you would help us.
求主帮助我们。
In areas where we have unbelief.
在我们不信的时候帮助我们。
I pray for the people.
我为大家祷告。
Who feel lonely at church.
为那些在教会里面觉得很寂寞的人祷告。
Who feel like you aren't there.
为那些没有感受到你的同在的人祷告。
That you aren't powerful or compassionate.
那些认为你不够能力不够怜悯的人祷告。
I pray you would reassure them.
我求主给他们重新保证。
Because you are a loving Heavenly Father.
因为你是个慈爱的天父。
I pray we would be brave to confess our unbelief to you.
我求你让我们能够有。
And this would grow us.
能够承认我们的不信，让我们能够成长。
And we would experience more and more your faithfulness to us.
让我们能够更多的经历你对我们的信实。
Even when we are weak.
当我们软弱的时候。
Even when we are sinful.
当我们犯罪的时候。
Even when we doubt.
当我们怀疑的时候。
We love you so much.
我们爱你。
And pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.